asking a question you have to know the context to really get it. Now, on whom do you trust? So we could be looking at the headlines, couldn't we? And things are going bad, and things are bad and worse, and so on. Now, on whom do you trust? Well, this comes from Isaiah 63:5. 36:5. Wow. And the I'll tell you who he is in a minute. I say, sayest thou, but they are but vain words, a word of lips, literally. I have counsel and strength for war. Here's a man saying, putting words in their mouth. You're saying, these vain words, that you have counsel and strength for war. But, and this could be, but counsel and strength are for the war. But he asks the question, now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? So you're saying you're ready for war, but war has come before you. And now who are you going to trust? Well, the speech recorded in the whole passage there from verses 4 through 20 represents the attempt by Sennacherib's field commander to persuade the Jews in Jerusalem to surrender to his forces and avoid a bloodbath. The speech itself is a study in psychological warfare, as the field commander systematically addresses all the reasons why resistance is futile. Backed by overwhelming forces, the proud commander asked the Jews, on whom dost thou trust? We find that Judah's king, King Hezekiah, would answer, I trust in Jehovah God and his host of heaven. God's prophet, Isaiah, will encourage such trust and give God's blessing. And guess what? In the end, God will destroy the army of Sennacherib. So, my question for you is, what is your answer to the threatening voices in your life? There are things threatening you, things threatening your well-being, your safety, your happiness. What is your answer? In whom do you trust? Well, I trust, says the faithful Christian, in the triune God. I hope that's your answer. I trust the Father, believing that he has loved me from before the foundation of the world and planned for my salvation by the sacrifice of his own Son. I trust him to provide for me through his loving care and to welcome me to his own home where the many mansions are. I talk to people from different places, and those who are convinced that we're on the verge of a cultural change that would change the way the United States looks, when they talk about what if President Trump does not win the election, there's sort of a pale cast on their face. And basically the concept is, well, then it's pretty much all over. But all through history, Christians have lived in areas where it was pretty much over. And the thing is, when everything else fails, there's a Father who said he loved you from before the foundation of the world. And he actually gave his Son. So, I trust in the Father. I also trust the Son, who is God himself and the man, Christ Jesus. I have trusted him to take away all my sins by his own sacrifice and to adorn me with his perfect righteousness. I trust him to be my intercessor, my prayer warrior, to present my prayers and desires before his Father's throne. And I trust him to be my loving big brother when I am welcomed into God's family. I trust him for the salvation of my spirit, that he has accomplished, for his salvation of my soul as he works in me now, and for his salvation of my body when he raptures me up into heaven. Then again, I trust the Holy Spirit, who gave me the new birth. I trust him to complete the work in me that he has begun, and to save me from my inbred sins. As he works in me, he will tame my wrong passions, love me into contentment with his provisions, and rebuke me for my pride in life. I trust him to dwell in me through life and bring me home to heaven. This is a dear, blessed trust. Of all the things you could trust in this life, in this world, these are all fallible things, passing away. But trust him whose power cannot be exhausted, whose love will never weaken, whose kindness will never vary, change, whose faithfulness will never end, whose wisdom will never fail, whose perfect goodness can never know weakness. Happy are you, reader, listener, if this trust is yours. So trusting, you shall enjoy sweet peace now and glory hereafter, and the foundation of your trust shall never be moved. This is a solid, not a passing blessing.